Paul W. Smith will be here just after Fox News at 6. This is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to our show this morning. It's Thursday, not any old Thursday, that's for sure. And it's not just that it's April 6th, which is good enough for a Thursday. Any day in April is good here in the state of Michigan. Headed towards spring, headed towards summer. But really what's happening on this day that makes it so special, it's opening day.
All right.
That's a big deal in Detroit, huh?
It's a holiday.
For a lot of people, it's a holiday.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. It is a big day, you know, and even though this year we're likely not going to be fielding a team that's going to be that dramatic and that exciting, certainly most likely not going to be making any major runs at anything this year beyond the regular season. And hopefully, you know, they might have just shot at a winning record, although that's even in question this year. But
even if they win 67 games this year, it's 67. Better than the 66 they won last year.
So that'd be good. Would you sign up for that right now? You know, here's the way I look at it.
I'm not putting money on anything.
Look, my rule is this. When times are tough and the going gets tough, you still show up, you support your team, but you really focus more on things like, what do you eat at the ballpark? Yeah. That comes really... Now we're talking. So, or drink. The experience, you know, really becomes more about those kinds of things as opposed to the team itself. So I say this year, let's kind of focus on that.
Oh, I think that's
about
great.
That?
I think that's a great idea.
Okay. Well, what I want to know, Kristen, you do spend time down at the ballpark. First of all, to either of you guys, so far no one's called in sick. But
Not yet.
But
I do feel
right.
like I'm coming Depends down on the weather. With a scratchy throat. Jeff.
Oh, yes, I noticed. Yes. Yes, you better take it easy.
Yeah, I think I might need the day off, especially at 1:10 p.m. I'll be gone.
Right. Yeah, I'm not feeling so good.
No, you both look like you need a really good hot dog and a beer.
Not in that order.
Not in that order, right. Well, listen, it is a big deal in Detroit. It's a big day. We're excited for our Tigers, even though, as I say, it might not be our best year on the field, but nonetheless... When you guys go into the stadium, are you purists? Is it a hot dog that you go for? Is it the hot dog and beer? You know, now stadiums have gotten so fancy. You can order a full meal, you know, the gourmet meal, no less in some stadiums. A guy like Michael Spath goes for the mussels and the oysters and all, you know, at the
stadium. Brought to his seat.
Brought to his seat and a back rub on top of it. Well, listen, we want to turn our attention away from now that we know we're all hot dog and beer. Let's turn to something more material, and that is the team, the Detroit Tigers. And listen, when you're on WJR, you can get anybody, anytime, even at 5 a.m. in the morning, we drag Michael Spath out of bed.
About time.
Yeah, exactly. Michael, what do you think? I mean, for you, you know, you once said something that led me to actually tee up our conversation in the way that I did, and that is that when the team isn't looking so good, you focus on other things like the food, the experience,
right?
The broader experience. Are we going to be focused on the broader experience this year? Or are we looking at are we going to be rooting on our Tigers for anything meaningful on the field?
I don't think the conversation you had with is the last time you talk about food at Comerica Park.
Right. It was a leading question, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What did Kristen's? I mean, everybody agrees that where it's their hot dogs and
well,
and
it was
beer.
Like, you know, some stadiums, as you know, now they've gotten all fancy and everything.
Now,
you know.
Steamed or grilled?
Oh, listen, steamed or grilled.
I mean, I personally think if you steam a hot dog, you put it in the bun and you wrap it, like it just really melds together. But I'd rather have a grilled hot dog than a steamed one if it was fresh and had my preference.
Okay, now I agree with you except for one thing. At a stadium, I don't know what it is, steamed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because that's the traditional, right? That's the little snappy, if you got a snap when you bite into it.
Absolutely.
That's good, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, the traditional with a little mustard and onion.
I also say the Italian sausage that they have at Comerica Park is pretty good.
Okay, I'll go that far.
I would say that ballpark food is, I mean, a hot dog at the ballpark is way better than the hot dog that you have at home, right? Even the one that you grill on. So that'd be my argument. We're going to be talking a lot of food or... You know, I've got a company suite that I can invite clients to, but nobody's going to be really paying attention to the product on
Listen
the field.
To you.
I think, Jeff, the first week of the season, the first, you know, you went down to Tampa and then Houston, revealed a little bit that Tampa Bay series, you know, it was bad. It was awful. And you had people predicting they were going to win 60 games this year. Then they went out and they won their first two games against Houston. So it's never as bad as it looks. It's probably never as good as it looks. This is a, you know, under 500 team. Mm. They're not going to be competitive in baseball past probably July 1st. You know, it's all about the rebuild. And now this is a rebuild in year 7 because former general manager Al Avila really screwed up. He didn't stock the farm system with young talent.
No.
You know, they're banking a lot on Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson, but those are the only two guys that you can get excited about. And last year, they were Torkelson completely fizzled. Green was just meh. What's going to draw me this summer is literally taking my kids to the ballpark, expecting to be able to get like $5 tickets and getting the hot dog, getting the beer, getting the Coke, getting whatever, and just kind of having the experience. It's really, this season is about the experience of the ballpark, not
about the team in front of you. I remember when you said that. I do. I've never forgotten it. It's well said. Well, I got to ask, you going?
No, I'm not. I'm not going today.
Well, we'll think about you while we're eating a hot dog there.
There you go.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, they're both calling in sick, as you heard tomorrow. So, all right. Well, listen, we got to run to a break. Michael Spath, thanks for stopping in and joining us and putting it all in perspective, bringing some intelligence to the show.
Don't wake me up at 5 a.m. ever again.
Ever again. We will promise we won't. Oh, it's opening day.
It is opening day.
So it's a special day. We won't do it on just a regular old Thursday ever again, or Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Friday either. All right, Michael, thank you. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.